It's July 8th, 2020, and you are watching Frog Pants Plays Daily with Scott Johnson. So I have a fun new game to play. I like bad video game names, and I found a website that lets you do this in kind of a cool way. So it's called fantasynamegenerators.com, and then you go to the video game name generator section of the thing, and you hit refresh on this little app at the bottom. Looks like a little JavaScript thing. Here are our first choices for our new video game: Evil Curse, Titan Universe, Shoot of Privilege, Burn of Betrayal, Sword of Apocalypse, Disorder and Warfare, Brutal Tech, Demon Rain, Back Zone, Anti-Chase. Let's do it again. We'll refresh it. Special Voyage, Spirit Rising, Battle of Law, Run of Duplicity, Hazard and House, Order and Freedom, Blue Fight, Blockscape, Body Storm, Biogene. Anyway, I recommend you go mess with this because it's way too much fun and I played with it for way too long. Getting us into the news today, Xbox Series X game event scheduled and confirmed for July 23rd. That's not that far off. Microsoft will hold its first Xbox first-party game showcase on July 23rd at 9 a.m. Pacific time. Company revealed today, confirming a previous rumor. This presentation will focus primarily on Xbox Series X games, including a launch title, Halo Infinite. You may have heard of it. However, it is unclear if the stream will focus exclusively on games from its first-party studios or if it will allow third-party stuff into the stream. The July Xbox game showcase will come just 2 months after their third-party games presentation in May that was presented as part of the Xbox 2020 programming series. It features in-engine gameplay from several different titles, including The Ascent, Assassin's Creed Valhalla, and Scarlet Nexus, but did not include extended demonstrations. Here's what I need out of a Microsoft event. I need way more info about the hardware. And I know what we know about its capabilities and what the guts can do, but I want to see it more. I want cameras to lovingly rotate around it, you know, and show me how maybe big it is compared to somebody's home theater system, so I know how big this freaking thing is going to be. We've seen what the PlayStation 5 is, and we've guessed how big it is compared to the Series X because somebody took the two little USB ports and said, oh, hey, look, these are the same height, so these must be this big or whatever. That's cool and everything, but I do want to see more of the hardware. For whatever reason, that's a big part of a new generation for me, at least to begin with. I also need a whole lot more than Halo Infinite. Please, please, please have more to show on the first party front, and if you gotta pack it in with other third-party games, that's great too. But I think Sony kind of knocked it out of the park with both third and first party showcase for PS5. Pretty strong anyway for a new upcoming system, even though a lot of those weren't launch titles per se. It was a strong showing for the software. So this needs to be that and hopefully then some. My assumption is they'll spend a little bit of time, maybe a lot of time, talking about services. So we'll talk about Game Pass, both on Xbox and PC and the Ultimate version and what that all means now in a new Xbox ecosystem. Or I should say an additional Xbox ecosystem. But in the end, I guess I'm most curious about what's happening in the first party neighborhood, yo. Also, if we could nail the production quality of Sony's event, that would be cool. The last thing they did there at Microsoft was a little haphazard and kind of cam streamy and looked kind of bad. Up those visuals there, Microsoft, if you can. I know things are weird right now and this is all very weird. Not anything like you had planned to do in the year 2020, but give it your best shot. I know you can do it. Hyperspace. Let's talk about Hyperspace. Hyperspace, turns out, is Ubisoft's Battle Royale. Feels a little bit like an arena shooter, says Michael Higgum of GameSpot. This got leaked ahead of time before their event that they were going to show this at, and so leaks are leaks, and leaks happen or whatever. We now know a little bit more. I'm going to read a quote from Michael from an article he put on GameSpot, and it goes like this. In the heat of combat, I'm reminded of playing an arena shooter. My skill sets from the days of Unreal Tournament and Quake came through because those weapons, like the Komodo rocket launcher, Salvo grenade launcher, and Skybreaker shock rifle, aren't deadly one-hit shots. Instead, you're predicting movement patterns for splash damage and landing multiple hits before an enemy is taken down. With everyone double jumping, launching off jump pads, and hopping across rooftops, the action of Hyperscape isn't necessarily about pulling up on an unsuspecting opponent, but beating them in a high-flying head-to-head shootout. I have to say, this already makes me more excited than I was, because I like those kind of shooters. He goes on to say, that said, weapon feedback might be one of the weaker aspects of the game right now. While the weapons function just fine, they don't feel or sound like they pack much punch or have a distinct impact. Standard weapons like the assault rifle, sniper, and shotgun will take several hits to knock an enemy out, which is understandable for the game's style. But firing them seems like wielding a pea shooter, and when the primary verb of a FPS is to shoot, this shortcoming will certainly be in the forefront. All right, a few things to say here. All that can be polished up before the game's done. They'll obviously show us a whole lot more. I think I have it in me to try one more Battle Royale. I'm a little pooped on the genre, okay? I'm not everybody. Plenty of kids playing Fortnite. Everybody still likes Apex Legends. Like, there are games to play and there's fun to be had. I suppose I could even hop into PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds and get worked a couple of times over and enjoy myself a little bit. But I think I'm kind of done. But maybe, just maybe, you can slip this one in. Because I like what I see so far. I think graphically it looks cool. I like to see what Ubisoft brings to certain genres. Sometimes they surprise me. So I will play your game. Chances are this will be a free-to-play title, so not a lot of barrier to entry. So give me what you got. But after this, though, if this doesn't really grab me, I think I'm done. Time to innovate the next shooter genre, subgenre, and let's get out of Battle Royales. Because they're starting to get boring. Got an email today from Michael who wrote in and said, Scott, I'm a little surprised by the price increase. He's talking about the $69.99 that we're all going to be paying soon. Says the electronics industry has always been fairly immune to inflation, TVs, cameras, etc. I feel like that about the same price as they've always been. I'm a PC Switch gamer and was considering getting back into consoles with my 7-year-old son this generation, but this gives me pause. I'm used to buying PC games for $25 to $40. I have spent $60 on a game here and there, on AAA titles especially, on the Switch, but I usually wait for a sale. If every game is $70, that will get costly. Main point of my email, which I haven't heard you consider, is that aren't electronics fairly immune to inflation? Maybe I'm wrong, but thanks for consideration. Great email. However, I would say this. Here's the problem with your argument. And I understand where you're coming from. You're right about TVs, cameras, generally speaking, phones. If anything, phones have come down in price over time. But I wouldn't lump video games, the actual content, in with those necessarily. The hardware to play them on, the hardware to display them on, yes, those stay relatively in the kind of zone you need them to stay in. Games take people, take production, and take costs that you don't necessarily have out of a manufacturing of a television, let's say. In fact, in theory, when you come out with a very expensive television, what happens very quickly is you ramp up production, you ramp up supply chain, and you get to a point where because you're making so many of the components, all that stuff gets less expensive, there's more competition, and you're making a lower cost device over time than you were in the beginning. That's not true of video games themselves. Every time you make new content, you're paying people, you're paying for time, you're paying for hours spent. It's just not the same currency. So I don't think those two things compare very well, but I also think that you make a good point about consumer impression. And I'll bet you most consumers of video games kind of have that overall, not impression, that's just how they see it, right? They see it as part of an ecosystem that doesn't get pumped up very often. I would say it just feels a little shocking after 15 years to go straight from 59 to 69. I think maybe if we'd have spent more time in the $1.50 increment range and things sort of grew over time in a more iterative fashion, we might not be blinking twice about this. But I really appreciate your message. And if you'd like to be like Michael, and why wouldn't you, send me an email, scott@progpants.com. And now, of little consequence. So my friend Bill Duran, he runs a YouTube channel called Punished Props. You can also find him at punishedprops.com. And today he shared with me a segment of a video where he was showing how to try not to get glitter in your face. And it made me laugh. So I captured it. So here's a video of Bill, my friend, my good pal Bill Duran, getting glitter blown in his face. All right, that's it. Thank you all for watching. Frogpantsplays.com for everything you're looking for. If you like what we do here or what I'm doing here, there's no we, it's just me. If you like what I'm doing, support me at patreon.com/frogpants. I'd really appreciate it. And for everything else, email me if you want. scott@frogpants.com. And again, frogpantsplays.com. All the links to all this stuff is there. That's going to do it. We'll see you tomorrow. Standard weapons like the assault rifle, sniper, and gosh dang it.